This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world. Real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just like those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Welcome to 2024, and I am dubbing this the year of accountability. Just in the last few months alone, we have seen whistleblowers coming out. We've seen a trove of people waking up to this insane agenda. And in regards to the whistleblowers, I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful for the guests that we have today. I want to play you a short clip. Most of you know who Ted Macy is by now, but if you don't yet, have a look at this clip.
So you may have seen my wife's recent post, and I want to elaborate on that. and give you an example as to why reinstatement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough. So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today. I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%. Ischemic heart disease, 69%. Pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
So that was Ted Massey, an absolute hero, not only for his service already to the people of the United States and the people of the world, but coming forward with this DMED data to expose just how deadly this has been for the U.S. military. And now we have the military accountability declaration that's just been signed by current and active and former service members, 231 in total. And so today joining us is Ted Massey's wife, Mara Massey. I'm so honored to have her here today, Mara. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me, Maria.
It's an absolute honor, and thank you as well, being the wife of a military serviceman, particularly one of this integrity and honesty, is not something that I personally take lightly. So I'm very, very glad to be speaking with you. Talk to us about this exposure that Ted did, and this data that he basically made known to the world.
Well, Ted has been fighting to get this out for over a year since the DMED data was released by the original whistleblowers, and the DOD claimed that there was a glitch in the data, and then they claimed that they fixed it. That's when Ted went in to make sure it was actually fixed. And when he saw all these problems, he decided to come forward, and he went to Senator Ron Johnson's office to become a whistleblower for this data. And there is a lack of desire to get to the bottom of what is going on and why these increases have happened. And Ted isn't trying to imply that he knows the cause so much as he is trying to imply that we should be looking into the source of this cause, which we can clearly see our government and our DOD is not intent on doing. So with what he has seen personally with the people who have been coming to his office and kind of using him as a tool for catharsis and their own struggles, whether it be with their own personal health or with the health of a loved one, they knew Ted was the only guy in the whole clinic that did not take the shot, and they knew he was a safe person to talk to without feeling like they would be targeted by their own, whether they were GS employee, government employee, or whether they were part of the military. They knew that they could talk to Ted and he wouldn't judge them or look at them anyway differently. So he basically got to the end of the rope because he has seen so many people suffer from several different diagnoses, and we just want answers. He wants answers. And the only thing that we can think of is if they aren't investigating it, why aren't they investigating it unless they know what's causing it? So it does lead us to believe one thing. We just don't want to say we know for sure. He doesn't want to say he knows for sure.
I can appreciate that. That's the honest way to do things. You raise the safety signal. You say, okay, guys, what is going on here? Let's investigate. And you don't make accusations until, you're certain. But the failure to investigate is a clear signal that there's a cover-up going on here. We've seen with Barry Young in New Zealand, the New Zealand whistleblower, the guy that had the paper dose data. He was the sole data administrator for this data, showing a clear correlation between the COVID injections and the deaths that were occurring immediately after injection. The data is undeniable. And instead of this guy being hailed a hero by the government, oh, thank you so much for letting us know about these concerns and the fact that there is a serious problem here, he gets arrested, he gets raided by the police, and he gets persecuted for notifying the public that, hey, there's something seriously wrong here. And so, I mean, it's unbelievable how whistleblowers have been treated. Can you just expand on some of what Ted has found from the data?
So there have been increases in things not only that we would suspect would be related to the shot, according to, you know, well-known data, myocarditis is a side effect. So we're not even just talking myocarditis or blood cardiovascular issues. We're talking about things like boating accidents, domestic violence, slip, trips, and falls. So we're looking at the fact that why are these other things also going up, especially if the DMED data has been corrected. It has been sleep apnea is huge right now. Obesity, there's everything is up.
Mara,
why is everything
I'm
up?
Sorry, we've got to go to break in a few seconds. I really want to continue this on the other side of the break because there are a myriad of safety signals here. And so very, very important. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Mara Macy. We'll be right back after this break.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With Mara Macy, wife of Ted Macy, an incredible man of integrity who has exposed the DMED data. I'm not sure if we've lost Mara's connection there. She's actually in the middle of a storm, so I think the team may be hooking her back up right now. But we're really living in an era where the whistleblowers are vilified instead of being celebrated. We're living in an era where, you know, the case of Barry Young, for example, he gets raided, he gets arrested. He's put the data out there showing that the government is responsible through these death shots for killing all of these people in New Zealand and not telling the world about the safety signals as a bare minimum. Let's just say as a bare minimum, not telling the world about these safety signals and covering it up. And he brings that evidence to the world, and he gets raided and arrested and put on trial. It's absolute insanity. And the people that have done this, all again, as a bare minimum, have lied to the public and pushed illegal mandates. And we're going to talk about those illegal mandates on the service men and women, Mara, in a moment, because they were illegal. But these illegal mandates, the people that push this are currently still walking free, and the one who's brought forward the evidence is under persecution. So please go on with what you were saying before the break, Mara, and if we lose you, we'll call you back due to the storm. You were saying all of the various safety signals that Ted was raising an alarm on.
Yeah, and another one that is up are new cases of cancers, which ironically we've just had our SecDef out of command for 4 days without telling anyone, including the president, that he was having a surgery. And I guess we just found out that it was a surgery related to some form of colon cancer. So I'm not going to speculate that the two are together. But here we have a man who's supposed to be in charge. And if anyone else under his command had done such a, you just took off and didn't tell anybody that they were going to be out and they were AWOL, they would be in huge trouble. But meanwhile, someone who does in his position, they get away with things. This is the problem with the corruption in our government, and there is absolutely no transparency or accountability. And that feeds right into the fact that we can't get the source for what these increases are being caused by.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, let me just ask, the data that Ted found, was it in accordance with the timeline of the rollout of the injections?
So what he did was intentional. He followed the model that the original DMED whistleblowers followed, which was you took 5 years prior from 2016 to 2020 in order to get an average that was not related to any form of COVID or COVID shot. And then he skipped the year 2021 and did the data from 2022. So that way you can get an idea of whether or not we're comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges. So they're not all straight. We've gotten a lot of pushback by people that are saying you're trying to imply that there's a 900% increase in X, Y, and Z, and it's not necessarily the way you paint it, because it could be the same person that goes in for all of the appointments. Well, that's not relevant, because the 5 previous years that we averaged out, it's the same idea. We're not claiming these are all individual new person cases. It is the amount of times someone went to the ER or to the doctor to have this particular instance looked at and was diagnosed with that particular diagnosis. So we are comparing apples to apples. Yes, I use examples. If you went to the doctor those 5 years prior, if it averaged out for tonsillitis, an average of 5 visits per year, And then that went up to an average of 20 visits per year. It doesn't matter if it's a new case or not. You're still comparing the same idea of the amount of cases, not necessarily the amount of people, but the amount of cases. And those are increasing. So I do want to be clear about that, because he gets a lot of pushback for that online. And he has never claimed that it is an individual person new case for the complete increase.
It's interesting to me, Mara, that there is so much pushback on whistleblowers. This is the fascinating part, because whistleblowers come out, they give the public the information, something's very wrong here, and instead of the public taking that information and investigating further, they want to defend. I mean, who is it that's pushing back this much? And again, why is there no investigation as to the clear increase that we're seeing here?
Well, I think at this point we know we can't trust our governments, and I say governments plural because it seems to be a worldwide problem. I think that the pushback that we're getting from the people that want to believe that the information the government is pushing is accurate is because pride is a hell of a drug, and people don't like to admit they're wrong. I mean, there are things that people struggle with, and I'm sorry is one of them, but also I was wrong is very high up on that list. And it's a shame, because we want to teach our children better. We want to teach our children to be able to own their actions. But I think society we have seen slip. We don't have accountability. We have a society filled with entitlement. And people don't want to have to say, listen, I did you wrong. That includes regular people. I had people in my family that were telling my husband, you need to take that shot because you're going to lose your job. And I don't expect them to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong about that, or I'm sorry, I put pressure on you. But at the same time, if we could just understand that they said they wanted forgiveness in that one article a couple months ago, that we should forgive them for trying to shove it down our throats. If we want forgiveness, then we have to, as a society, learn to lessen our pride and be more humble about when we are wrong.
Yes. Let me just add there that I think there should be no forgiveness for those who pushed this and knew what it was going to do to people in terms of the everyday people that, you know, that were fooled. Totally different story. Always welcome them with open arms. And someone who was fooled that wants to come out and say, I really screwed up here and this is serious and now we need to hold those accountable who did this to us. You know, that's a different story. But to just ask for that forgiveness while you're still asking, telling children that this is safe for them after we've seen a myriad of dissident doctors coming out, you know, real experts in cardiology, Dr. Peter McCullough, a good friend of mine, who has from the beginning said something is very wrong here. We now have, you know, geneticists saying something's wrong with the human DNA. And again, I know that you're not inferring, or that Ted's not inferring, that this is necessarily from the shot. But the time, the timeline that this has happened, and, you know, I refer to, for example, Dr. Teresa Long as well. It's clear to us that this is, that there is a clear correlation here. I want to ask you right after this short break, Mara, about whether Ted's faced any repercussions and, you know, sort of what your family's going through. I know that you're also running in the state of Florida for Congress, so I want to talk to you about that as well in the next segment. But, you know, again, why are governments not looking at this? Why are governments not responding accordingly to whistleblowers? And instead, you know, we see a trove of legacy media outlets attacking the whistleblowers. It's just unbelievable to me. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Mara Macy. We'll be back after this short break.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, church, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
ZMedia.com, and we are live with Mara Macy. Mara, before the break, I said I wanted to ask you about whether you or Ted have faced persecution for coming out with this data. Talk to us about what's happening now.
So Ted is under investigation. It was announced a month ago that he was going to be investigated by his chain of command, and immediately his lawyer contacted his command and said, I would like to know what it is exactly that Ted did wrong so we can ensure that Ted does not do it again. About 5 days later, they gave him a letter, which is basically an acknowledgement and a waiver of rights for his for what he's being suspected of. So it's kind of like our Miranda rights. And it says, in it that he is suspected of an Article 92 violation, which is failure to obey a direct order or regulation, and an Article 133, which is a conduct unbecoming an officer. So the day that he was handed this paperwork, he asked the investigating officer if he could tell him exactly which regulation or order he failed to obey. And that officer did not have the exact order or regulation. And he asked what conduct was unbecoming, and he didn't have the answer to that either. Ted didn't really read the paper. He said, I'm not going to sign this without talking to my lawyer, and I'm not going to talk to you without talking to my lawyer. At this point, the command already knew he had a lawyer. So he said, that's fine, and you know, you can return it tomorrow. So the following day, Ted goes back with the paper after we discussed at home. We didn't read it because we knew we weren't going to be moving forward with signing their paperwork without the lawyer and without the lawyer having spoken to the command. So he goes back and he says to the investigating officer, I will not be signing this paper. Would you like it back? I've made copies. And he said, you know, you should just sign it. It's just an acknowledgement of what you've been suspected of doing. And Ted said, I will talk to my lawyer, and he took it back home. At that, I decided that I was going to read it. I read it. It is a direct waiver of his rights. It says that if you sign it, you are waiving your right to an attorney. And in addition to that, his right to an attorney that is listed as being able to provide his own civilian attorney, which he is doing, or to have a military attorney provided to him, or the option of both. He opted for the option of both after a discussion with his attorney. His attorney and him called the JAG office in order to get a military attorney to get on the case with them. And they told him and his lawyer that they would not be joining any case until he's actually charged with the crime. It is listed on that sheet that it is actually a right for him to use that attorney. So as to what they can use for an excuse for not having an attorney consult with his attorney, Davis Yance, is beyond me. But yes, Ted doesn't have access to his work computer. He's essentially doing work that he would have some of his subordinates do. But the plus side is everything. Ted's been in the military for 22 years. Ted formerly was an enlisted sailor and is now an officer. So he understands both sides, and he has a great relationship with those people that work below him. So he doesn't mind being with them, and he doesn't think he's better than them. As a matter of fact, everything he is doing is in order to protect them and to protect essentially our Constitution and our rights here in America.
Is this, can I ask, Mara, is Ted restricted at the moment? Is it, until he goes through this process? This is, you know, why he's not here with us today, essentially?
So we wanted to give the command some time to clarify exactly what Ted did wrong so that we could ensure that he does not do it again. We wanted to make sure that we were being thorough as to not violate regulations or orders. But the fact that they have not come up with anything as of yet tells me that what they're doing is they're trying to find something rather than having something solid that can really stick. I don't think they'll find anything. Ted doesn't, he doesn't abuse his office. He doesn't do anything that he shouldn't be doing. So if there is something that he has done that he shouldn't have done, they should have just come forward and said it by now. So I suspect, because I asked Ted personally as his spouse to kind of lay low until we had a better idea. But since it's been a month and the command has not even gotten back to our lawyer, to Ted's lawyer, and I find that to be very irresponsible. So at this point, I side with Ted, and I think Ted should be able to just, he's probably going to be a little bit more active again, because if they're not going to tell him what he's done wrong, then he can't fix it. So he's going to continue being who he is and doing what's right and speaking out for what's right.
Well, I'm encouraged to hear that. Again, if he's, you know, done something that's unbecoming of a service member, but they can't actually identify that, then, you know, I appreciate that he's trying to do the right thing here, but they can't even tell him what the right thing is. It's unbelievable.
That's right.
And my question is, Mara, what's so unbecoming of warning the American population and that something is seriously, something serious has happened to the military. That's actually very becoming of a service member. You're supposed to protect your national interests. You're supposed to protect your nation. And if half your, you know, I can't say half, if a huge portion of your military is sick, there's something wrong, and this is a threat to national security. So I think what he's doing is perfect, but let's wait and see what they say. We'd love to have Ted back on as soon as he starts speaking out again. I want to talk to you, Mara, about you running for Congress as well. I know that you're doing that in District 5, I believe in Florida. What's led to your decision to do this?
Well, this is actually the second time I ran. The first time was in 2022, and it really came down to when our military members were reaching out to Congress over trying to stop the shot mandate within the military, and they weren't getting responses at all. And if they got responses, they basically were being told there was nothing that Congress could do for them. And it was very disheartening at that point. Marco Rubio here in Florida, he's a senator, and he actually wrote back to one service member saying, take the shot. Essentially, that's what it said, take the shot. If these people are reaching out to our government is failing to protect our service members who protect us. So I said, you know what, Ted, they're going to kick you out. We spoke about this in great length after the shot mandate because they were saying they were going to kick everyone out, and he thought he'd be on the way out by January of 2022. So he was considering getting in the race himself, and an injunction out of Texas prevented the Navy from kicking him out. And he looked at me and I looked at him, and we realized that it was going to be me that ran for the seat. And so I got into the race with about 2.5-3 months before the primary. I didn't really know anyone because we had moved to Florida during COVID, right around when it started. And it's hard to meet people as a military spouse, never mind you throw in some mandates on top of that. But I got out there and I worked my butt off for 2.5 months, and I made a lot of great connections. Granted, I didn't win that last race, but it was an open primary and Democrats were allowed to vote. And of the educated voters, many Democrats had said that they were going to vote for the incumbent because he was more moderate than I am. So he also, I should add this in, he personally had been reached out to by 4 military families that we knew of. 2 of them were told that he couldn't do anything for them, and 2 others just did not receive a response at all. So come around to this year, and I was really hoping to kind of continue working behind the scenes to expose the corruption that goes on in our Florida government, our Republican Party in particular. And it turns out that John Rutherford has made some pretty bad moves, and people wanted to see him primaried. So I knew that it was best if I got back in the race so that the Republican Party of Florida doesn't try to trick the people, which they will still likely do, and put in another candidate that is going to be just the same as John Rutherford, and pretend that that candidate is someone who will actually stick up for our rights and do the right thing. So I knew that it was me again, and I think this time around we are on a lot better footing, and I will continue to work against corruption here in Florida and on the national level, even if I am elected to that seat.
We've got to go to break. I want to talk about some of the scathing remarks that I've heard you make of government and why I think you're a great candidate. We'll be back after this short break with Mark.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right at the start of the broadcast, the state of Victoria here in Australia, Melbourne, you know all those images that you always see out of Australia where the police were bashing protesters, shooting at them with rubber bullets and absolutely abusing every human right, of these protesters, these innocent, unarmed protesters. That always comes out of Melbourne in Australia, where they did the Melbourne experiment. The UN boasts about this. I've spoken about this on this broadcast many times. And Melbourne, New South Wales and Victoria at the moment in Australia are on alert for COVID. They've been told you should start wearing masks again. I mean, this is the insanity that they're still trying to push. In the state of South Australia, they've reintroduced that you've got to wear a mask when you go into an aged care facility, or you can't actually go into an aged care facility in some places. They're isolating these elderly people yet again. They are trying to continue this madness, and this is why InfoWars is so important. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and support this broadcast, because the day may come very soon where they start to squash platforms in Australia, platforms in the UK with the Online Safety Act that they've got over there. It's going to be very difficult for independent media to continue once they start squashing these people. Your support of InfoWars means that the world's best truth tellers are able to come here and tell the American people and the people all over the world the truth about what's happening. And we have one of those truth tellers with us today, Mara Macy, wife of Ted Macy. You were saying before the break I said I wanted to mention some of the scathing remarks you've delivered to government and how really it's just a uniparty. It doesn't really matter who you vote for. These people aren't serving the public. But what I am seeing, Mara, is more people like you saying this is the year for accountability. This is the year we're actually going to make a difference. People are becoming more politically involved, and we really have a chance now of getting honest people into politics. Would you agree with that statement?
I would agree with it, but I would also encourage anybody who is an American voter to go and follow the money, because we oftentimes get to a booth, especially a primary. Let's be clear, elections are won in primaries. By the time you get to the general election, you're voting for a letter, but your candidate is likely listed on that ballot during your primary, and you have to find out which one of those actually represents you and your views, because most of the time it's the person with the most money who's establishment and backed by the uniparty that is going to get that vote, because people don't educate themselves on their candidates.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think, you know, someone may say all the right things and then they get into office and they do none of what they said they were going to do. It's only really a handful of people that you can say, okay, this one's actually trying to do something here. And so I think that it's absolutely vital. Again, remind people where you're running, Florida District 5, correct?
Yes, Florida Congressional House seat for District 5. And that's Jacksonville area. It's a city, so it's a big district. And we've got a battle against us. The incumbent has been in office for 6 years, and he was the sheriff here in Jacksonville prior to that. So he has a long history here. He's got a lot of friends that don't watch social media, podcasts, or even they don't even go on social media. They rely on mailers. They rely on signs. They rely on TV ads. And that is not something grassroots campaigns have money to do. So it is very important that we reach our neighbors, our family, and our friends.
I agree with you. And now's the perfect time to build those local relationships. When people are realizing something's wrong, they're not in that fear state of the COVID madness. They're primed to start to hear. I mean, I know people in my Telegram channel, that's Z Media, everyone, Z with three E's, media, all one word, are saying in there, you know, definitely people are starting to listen to me. And family members that previously didn't want to hear anything that I had to say are starting to pay attention. So I think that we are really, really primed for action by not only the American people, but people all over the world. In the last 5 minutes, Mara, I want to talk to you about the military accountability letter, American petition by We the People. Guys, if you can bring up militaryaccountability.com. I just interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers on Media Blackout this week. That show is doing incredibly well, by the way. We've got 1.5 million views in the first day on X. So if you haven't seen that, check it out. But militaryaccountability.com, this is a group of 231 service members and veterans ignited a new spark of liberty through a declaration of military accountability. I know that you signed this declaration also, Mara. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I believe I'm the only signature that is actually not a service member, a veteran. I am a spouse, obviously, of a Navy active duty officer. I've been in this community for over 20 years, and this is my community. These are my people. This is basically a very focused accountability declaration made by people to go directly towards the military aspect of our government, because our whole government, as we've discussed, needs accountability. But in this particular instance, this one was really geared towards the military because of the fact that we need to have a strong service. It is, as you said, a national security issue. And if we don't have the people to serve and the people are not healthy and we're allowing leadership to get away with breaking laws, we can't expect anybody to have the integrity to follow laws themselves.
Yeah, I just look at the second paragraph here. This petition intends to kindle that spark of liberty into a massive flame. To that end, we hereby pledge our support for the Declaration of Military Accountability and intend to expand this pledge to include holding accountable all those in government authority who have abused their positions in unlawful and corrupt ways. I mentioned I interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Chambers on Media Blackout this week. He's an amazing man, former Green Beret, a special flight surgeon, a dear friend of mine, just an absolute heart of gold, this man. Gave an informed consent briefing to 3,000 soldiers and subsequently, 2,996 didn't go ahead with the shots because he gave them a real informed consent briefing, and that resulted in him, you know, being relieved of his duties. I mean, this guy comes out, tells the military the truth, says, guys, this is actually, you're taking a risk here. Which, by the way, everyone knew when they came out and said, our health minister at the time, Greg Hunt, came out and said, this is the largest human trial ever. This is an experiment. They said it out loud. And so all he was doing was really telling the soldiers this. But apparently there was something wrong with doing that. And so we've seen this continued persecution of anyone who speaks out. Just tell us, Mara, is Ted very motivated? How is he seeing things in the next couple of minutes?
So Ted retires in October, and I do want to say Doc Chambers is an amazing man, and I have actually posted on social media that if all men were like Doc Chambers, this world would be a far better place. Ted is very motivated to retire so that he can carry on with his mission to help our government and to begin the next steps of what his career might turn into. I mean, he is a health administrator by education and by obviously the military trade, but I think he's looking towards some more hands-on roles of being able to get into the government and help transform the way that that functions, similar to what I'm doing now, maybe not on this particular level, but somewhere in there, because he knows, he sees, we do this all the time together. We dig into the money. We see how our government is controlled, not by the people, but by the lobbyists and the special interest groups. And we need to change that. So, he is on board more, just as much as the author of that declaration. That's Commander Rob Green, who wrote a fantastic book called Defending the Constitution Behind Enemy Lines, came out in July on Independence Day, actually. And with the help of Brad Miller and Major Grant Smith, they really tweaked the language of that military accountability pledge in order to really reflect how we are all feeling and what we really truly plan to do. This is not going to happen overnight. Ted knows that. So October is not too far off. In order to begin this fight, because we're in it for the long haul.
Mara, we've got about 40 seconds left. Let people know where they can find you and Ted on X, I presume.
Absolutely. Ted is on X at Ted_Macy, M-A-C-I-E. I'm at Mara Macy, and we are pretty responsive, so if you want to send us a direct message, that's fine. We will respond. It might not be immediately, but we will respond.
Well, Mara, I'm just so, so grateful. I'll thank Ted via you for his service, and thank you both for being a shining light in this. We are so grateful for people like you and Ted, and we need more of you in this world. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Please share this and let people know that 2024 is the year of accountability, and we have brave people fighting back. I'm Maria Z, and I'll see you next week. God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.